The Burt Show.
Hoss, Hoss, Hoss. How you doing, dude?
What's up, man?
What's going on?
Everything's good. Everything's good.
For those of you that haven't been properly introduced to Hoss yet,
Hoss is our new Phil Tarana. He is going to be out on the streets and doing all kinds of stuff. And he is a new producer for The Burt Show. Just joined us from Charlotte.
Just a couple of days ago when he started his MySpace page, which is Hoss Burt Show, there was, what, one person on it? I think it was Jeff, maybe Jen Hobby also, two people.
It was actually very sad to look at when it's a MySpace page that only has two friends. It's very sad to look at.
Even Tom denied me as a friend.
There are 976
wow.
friends now.
It's awesome.
On Haas's MySpace page.
I'm kind of a big deal now.
You really are. You are okay. Bigger than life, Haas.
Exactly.
Okay, Ron Burgundy.
He's so out of here. He's like, whatever.
He was so humble 3 days ago. It's the same guy that wouldn't come out of his apartment, had no friends. You go out again last night?
No, I actually slept.
You did?
Yeah.
Because it was a busy weekend for you.
It was.
It was a Monday, so he's got to have one reset day, and then the weekend starts again Tuesday?
Yeah, exactly.
He actually had a day over the weekend that ended with him standing in the living room of a fraternity house somewhere on the Georgia Tech campus all alone at 6 a.m. Welcome to Atlanta.
I did.
Pathetic, but we love it. So, Haas, you said to us a couple of days ago, because people are complaining all the time about the traffic in Atlanta.
Uh-huh. Right.
That you didn't think it was really that much worse than it is in Charlotte. Like, what's everybody making a big deal about?
Yeah, I mean, Charlotte has the same, not the same amount of people. I think Charlotte has like 3 million people, I want to think. 2 or 3 million people.
Is it that much for Charlotte?
I want to think like at least 2 million.
Maybe a million.
That's a genuine question that I just asked, because listen to my voice. It is way up there. I didn't realize it was that big.
Yeah, it's a pretty big city. But yeah, I think it has like at least 2 million people. So what? How many people does Atlanta have?
Well, it depends. If you read that sign there on Peachtree in front of the bank.
It's almost 5 million people.
Yeah, it'll be 12 million by the end of today. What, almost 4 million? 4.5 million?
I think it's, yeah. Closer to 5.
It is approaching 5. I don't know why you hate that sign, but I think it's
fairly
accurate.
It really is closer to 5.
That sign's not accurate. It changes by a million every hour.
No, it doesn't.
There will be 19 million people in town by the end of today.
Are you sure you're not looking at, like, the clock? There's 1,232 people here just afternoon.
Now, you may be living in a bit of a vacuum here, because the times that you're out on the road aren't the times that the traffic's generally pretty bad here.
Yeah, because, our schedule, one of the perks of being up so early is the fact that we don't have traffic coming into work this early in the morning. And then when we get off and then we have meetings, whatever, let's say it's, noon, 1 o'clock when we leave here and there's no traffic there.
Yeah.
So
I haven't hit too much. Haven't hit too much at all.
Okay. Well, we want you at least to see some of it today. Maybe, it's not much, but maybe what we have, we would like you to sample. So we do need to send you out early this morning.
Well, see, here's the thing is we've got some people coming into the studio. So as an effort to impress them, we would, what we would normally do is just shoot right down to this restaurant down on Roswell Road called Goldberg's. Get a platter of like bagels and some cream cheese and some orange juice, and we just have it set out, and it's very hospitable, and they love that in Hobbyville, and that's what we do. We learned that from Jen. We need to provide some tasty treats for our guests.
And I already brought the linens and the
right.
Jen started a bake sale a couple of weeks ago. It didn't go so well for her.
Now the problem is the deli that we normally go to is under construction right now, so we're gonna have to go to their other location. And it's only, according to MapQuest, it's only 14 minutes away.
Beautiful.
So you should be able to leave now and get there, place the order, wait for the order, and be back by how long? 8:30? That's an hour to go.
It's only 15 minutes, so he should technically be
45
back.
45 minutes, yeah, probably, but we'll give him 15 minutes in case he hits traffic.
There is no traffic. Traffic's not that bad.
So we'll say 8:15. 8:45, and just so you know how you get there, and I've written these directions down because we know you have a problem.
Yeah.
Now, promise you didn't jack with them on the directions.
Absolutely not.
I right off of MapQuest, which always leaves you about a quarter mile short.
These are my directions because I looked at MapQuest to see how many blocks away they would leave him.
Right.
But these are my directions. I know where this restaurant is, so, I'll give them to you now, but I've written them down for you.
Okay.
He's going to make a left out of the parking lot and then a left at the first traffic light.
All right.
And then another left. So left, left, left.
Mm-hmm.
Right on to 285 West.
Mm-hmm.
How's that looking this morning, Jamie?
No. There's no traffic in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Don't worry about it. You're going to take 285 West until it reaches, merges with 75, and you're going to get on 75 South.
Okay.
Another thumbs up, Jamie? No problem. 75 South, no problem this
time of
day.
That's definitely not one of the worst intersections in the country that they listed yesterday in the paper, right?
Yeah, don't worry about it.
No, definitely not.
I don't recall reading that.
No,
okay.
I didn't read it either.
So you're going to go on 75 South. And you're going down there maybe 3 miles, no problem. You'll get off at the Paces Ferry Road exit, pick up the bagels. And you know what? If you get frustrated on the way out there, which I'm sure you won't because there's no traffic.
Right.
But if you get frustrated, just give us a call and I'll give you the directions back through Buckhead. No problem.
No big deal. Yeah. I mean, the worst thing is, you know, a little rain on your windshield, maybe. No big deal.
And the good thing is when it rains like this, everybody generally slows down a little bit, so it'll be easier. You won't have to worry about,
It'll be smooth.
Yeah.
I absolutely hate you guys.
Why?
Because you're going to put me out in traffic. Oh, God.
It's not that bad. You said.
Well, what time is it?
7:30.
Traffic's over.
Yeah.
Everybody in Atlanta gets into work at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I think, I don't know, I'm never on the roads at this time, but I know that if you go 285 West and 75 South, you're going to be going against the flow.
Okay.
Probably.
Cool.
Yeah. So pass those over to him.
Okay. Yeah, it's not that bad. Don't worry about it.
That really is the direction.
It's comparable to Charlotte.
It's not like he's trying to give you the wrong directions or something. That really is the directions.
Okay, cool.
All right, so we'll see you about 8:15.
All right.
Okay.
Sweet.
All right, man. See ya. Bye-bye. Have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Adios.
Make sure you have your phone so we can touch base.
I got it.
Okay.
All right.
Is the battery charged? We kind of were stung by that by the last guy.
It's actually against the flow of traffic.
It is against the flow of traffic, so he should be fine.
Paces Ferry, no problem.
What's up, Chelsea? How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
I wanted to call and welcome Hoss to Atlanta. And I just wanted to say I hope he is on a lot because his voice is so sexy.
Oh, my.
Most are calling in an email and saying he's got a Clinton-esque voice.
Oh, it's just, I love it.
Have you been to his MySpace page yet?
I have not because my internet's been out, but it's killing me. I got to see what this guy looks like.
You got to see his picture.
Yeah.
I think you'll like him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a reason why he has almost 1,000 friends already. The dude's going to do just fine.
Oh, man. It's great. It makes my morning.
Well, okay.
All right.
Cool.
How you doing?
For coming. Appreciate it.
Hands on the table.
And on the steering wheel now. 10-2. Keep them at 10-2.
Yep.
Don't go past 3 o'clock and before 9 o'clock.
Hands. That's right. It's not quite 6 o'clock yet.
Go check out Hoss. He is online right now. We've linked on over to his MySpace page from allthehitsq100.com. Good morning, Michelle. You are on Q100. How are you?
Good. How are y'all?
Good. Thank you.
Good. Well, I just wanted to call and tell you guys, y'all are so mean for sending him out. I drive 15 miles to work every morning, and it takes me an hour.
Well, you obviously aren't using MapQuest, because MapQuest says it'll only take 15 minutes.
Obviously not.
So that's not our problem. And there's no traffic here. It's just about the same as it is in Charlotte.
Oh,
he is about to get the thrill of his life driving through this.
I want to know
how many people are in Charlotte, because it went from 3 to 4 to 2 to... I didn't realize Charlotte was that big.
I didn't think it was that big a city.
Yeah.
And the population fluctuates in millions within minutes.
Yeah. Now, did Charlotte make that worst traffic list yesterday?
I don't
remember seeing Charlotte. Okay.
Well, we'll see him back here at 8:15. Now, he can't hear us right now. You guys want to try to predict what time he gets back?
He's not going to be back before the show.
Not before 10?
I don't think he'll be back before 10. Jamie. I'll tell you, the traffic on the freeways that he's actually going, like 285 West, is really not that bad. It slows a little bit at Roswell Road. What's going to take him the longest is just to get to 285 from the Glen Ridge Johnson Ferry 400 area. That's going to take the longest.
He's supposed to be back here by 8:15. I wonder even if he gets to the highway by 8:15. And that's only, what, a quarter of a mile away?
Yeah,
is that what you said?
That's going to be the worst.
I think the worst is going to be the first left out of our parking lot.
Exactly.
Here's what I'm willing to bet happens because I was talking to him or whatever. I went ahead and ordered bagels, but I'm thinking about it. We probably should have gotten lunch, huh?
Yeah.
Sandwiches.
Yeah.
But did we even talk about his trek to the ATM when the DirecTV guy was at his house?
Uh-uh. No, but we'll have him back on, and he can relay the story. It's
Haas
too
has,
funny.
Has a little bit of a getting lost problem.
Yeah, that's why I don't think he'll be back before 10.
A little bit of it.
Because between traffic and following directions in a city he doesn't know anything about, like...
It may be 10 tomorrow.
He should have put breadcrumbs out.
It's The Burt Show.